Yeah, it was a little bit out of the blue. In July, come July, I didn't know if I was going to be returning or not with my whole points and everything. But, get a call in September and, find out the Wildcats are still in the picture. So, I'm glad everything worked out and I'm back in Perth.
Did you have to choose between any other jobs or were you looking for a job at that time?
Yeah, there's a couple of different options I think that are on the table, but, I prayed about it and, I love Perth. Perth's become second home to me, and the guys on the team have become part of my family, so at the end of the day, it was a pretty easy decision.
You've had a year now at this competition. Do you think you can take that next step? You had some games last season where you really stood up, but you probably want to do it a bit more consistently.
Yeah, definitely. I think, coming back, I have a better idea of, the league, the situation that I'm in, and last year I had a couple breakout games, so I'm hoping that I can kind of build on that. I think I had a really good off season, put in a lot of hard work. So I'm definitely ready to take that next step within the Wildcats and hopefully bring another championship back to Perth.
What sort of things did you focus on over the off season?
Yeah, running a little more of the point guard. I played in the Sacramento Pro-Am this summer, and just a lot of pickup. Becoming more familiar with the point guard position. So a lot of ball handling actually, and then working on my outside shot, some more consistency. So hopefully that's stuff that I could bring this year and improve on.
Are you fitter? You look a bit leaner.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was working out really hard with one of our trainers back home, Jay Nash and Gus Armstead. So I think that they really are going to help me take that next step this season.
Have you had a chat to Trev about what your role will be? Obviously, point and handling the ball a lot. Can you tell us a bit what he's told you?
Yeah, he just kind of wants me to be that great teammate and come in and just be a secondary ball handler for whenever Damo or Jermaine kind of steps out of the game. Bring that energy off the court or onto the court when I come in, and just being solid for us and continue to be that role player.
And it looks like the team looks a bit different this year. What do you think of the guys coming together for another shot at championship?
Yeah, I think we got a great chance. I think we got obviously we have our core back, and then we had DeAndre and Ernest, who are two talented guys and high level athletes. So I think it's definitely looking good. I think we got some minor. Adjusting to do in terms of chemistry, but I definitely think that we have a lot of talent this year and good chance.
You mentioned the point situation. Did Ernest Ross coming in lower help you in any way getting over the line?
I'm not actually sure. I just kind of waited for that phone call. Yeah, I didn't really look too much into that, but I guess I probably did.
As far as the blitz goes, Drake, what did you guys learn as a team about where you're at compared to some of the other teams at this stage?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a reminder that, we can't just show up this year. I think that, the rest of the league's definitely stepped up their game, and a lot of the teams are looking better than last year. So, we got to show up every single night. And, now that we won a championship, I think that, we got a target on our back. So we're going to get every team's best every single night. So that's something we just got to, be ready for.
We usually get used to the Cats winning the preseason comp, but it didn't go that way. Is that a concern, or was it just more of getting used to the teammates and a new look team?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. I flew in to meet them on Thursday at the Blitz, and you got new guys like Ernest, and we didn't have DeAndre. So there's obviously the minor variables that kind of come into play at that point, but. I think that we just got to worry about ourselves these next couple of weeks, getting ready for our season opener. So, it's not too big of a worry, though.
The excitement about James. I mean, DeAndre's going to cop similar type of attention. What have you seen from him in the days that you've been in the team? And are we going to see something flash? We saw a little dunk at the end.
We saw a little preview of that, yeah. He's definitely got James Ennis type athleticism. It's an NBA body, and he's a great character guy. He's a quiet guy who wants to get his work done, so... I definitely think the fans will be happy. He's going to fit right into the Red Army family. So, they got a lot in store for him.
Got a few games coming up against Melbourne this week. What are you looking for out of that series?
Yeah, I think, we just want to continue to improve every single game. Improve upon last week, Continue to build that chemistry. And we really got to get back to our ways of, defending the ball and getting out of transition and scoring that way. So, we just want to kind of get better every single game and be ready for that home opener.
On paper, is it fair to say they're probably a better team than the Wildcats? They look pretty chock full of talent.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot of talent also, So, it's a good team. It's a good chance for us to kind of see where we're at against another high-quality opponent that, is looking like they might end up in the Final Four this year. So, it's a good test for us to see where we're at, and we're looking forward to it.